Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude Maseches Nazir, and we are up to Perek Tes Mishneh Hei. So the last Mishneh, Maseches Nazir, talks about whether Shmuel HaNavi was a Nazir. Nazir Hayu Shmuel. Shmuel was a Nazir. So someone says, I'm Hareini Kishmuel. That's a statement of Nazirus. That is a commitment of Nazirus. Kedivrei Rabbi Nuraya. That's at least Rabbi Nuraya's opinion. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Umar Lo Yala Al Rosha, that he never had a razor go on his head. Nemar b'Shimshon Umara. It says by Shimshon who we know to be a Nazir. The word Mora v'Nemar b'Shmuel Umara. Mamara Mor b'Shimshon Nazir. So just like Shimshon we know is a Nazir, Afmara Mor b'Shmuel Nazir. So to b'Shmuel also it's a Nazir. That's the assumption that Shmuel is a Nazir and therefore his hair was never cut. He could not have become a Nazir because of Chana's neder, because it was taught in the Mishnah that only a father could be known the Nazirus for a child, but not for a mother. But Chana meant that she would convince Shmuel's father to make him a Nazir. So even though she's the one that said that it's going to be Mora Lo Yala Al Rosho, right? Well, no, that was by Shimshon that it says that. But again, by Chana, she's the one that said that her child Shmuel is going to be a Nazir. So obviously that commitment is not what made him a Nazir, but what she was saying was that I'll convince my husband to make him a Nazir. Amar Rav Yosef alo ein mora ela shel basar adam. But does the word mora in Chana's tefillah for Shmuel not refer to fear of basar adam? Meaning she was davening that no person should have any power over him. It wasn't about not having a razor on his head. She was just saying that she never said he's going to be a Nazir. She was just saying that he shouldn't fear any people. Meaning is which is a tepela, because the word mora is spelled with a hey. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the word mora with a hey means the same thing as it does with an aleph at the end. So it's as if it's saying that fear of other people. But it says anyway. Vayomer Shmuel eich el. How can you say that Chana was saying that he won't have any fear of people? After all, Shmuel did have fear of people. He was afraid to go and anoint David as king because he was afraid that Shaul would kill him. So apparently he did have some fear of people. Now let's learn for the first Mishnah in Maseches Sota. So Malzav and finishing Maseches Nazir. So Sota is, just to give a little bit of background, is when a married woman is suspected of cheating on her husband. So there's got to be a kinoy and a stira. The husband has to tell her, look, I don't want you hanging out with a certain man. He has to identify who he doesn't want her hanging out with. And then she has to go and be alone with that man in order for her to become a sota. She becomes a sura to her husband. She has to drink a special hamarim. She has to drink a special potion that will determine whether she's innocent or not. So a mekane lishto, if a person does the kinoy, Rabbi Elazar mekane lal pishnayim, it has to be done in front of two edim, umash kal pi erechad or al pi atzmo. But if she doesn't follow that warning and she secludes herself with the man, then the husband can cause her to drink, even if they only had stira with one witness seeing it, or even just the husband himself seeing it. Rabbi Shomer mekane lal pishnayim, umash kal pishnayim. Rabbi Shomer says, no, everything's got to be by two witnesses. The original kinoy needs to be by two witnesses, and the stira also has to be by two witnesses, and only then can you cause her to drink the me'amarim. So let's review what we learned today. The very last Mishnah, Maseches Nazir, had a machlokes whether Shmuel was a Nazir. Rabbi Nurai says yes, because it says Mor Loyal al Rosho, and just like it says by Shimshon. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, that just means he should never have to fear people. To which Rabbi Nurai says, well, then that didn't work, because he did fear people. He was afraid of Shaul killing him. And then the first Mishnah, Maseches Sota, we said that we had a machlokes. How many edim have to see the kinoy and stira? Rabbi Elazar says two edim for the kinoy, but stira could be ed echad. And Rabbi Shua says two edim for the kinoy and two edim for the stira in order for it to be effective. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Sota Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis.